welcome back to Jules on the Hustle. I hope everyone is staying well, and I feel like as the weather is getting warmer each day, it's easier to see the positives, and hopefully we are at the end of this very trying time, and I really thank everyone that is fighting this battle and just putting their hearts into this all. But today I have special guest and friend, Sophia Zouk. I asked her which way was correct, and she said she's been called both so many times that she doesn't even know what's right anymore. But we will go with former professional tennis player from Russia, Sophia Zouk. She is someone that I was always able to talk to on the road, at tournaments, if we needed tips on a certain opponent. It's really nice to have special bonds with opponents. And no offense to some Russians, I'm sometimes intimidated by you, but Sophia is a very nice girl, and she will always be one of my good friends. So without further ado, Sophia Zouk and Luna, her dog. So your family or your mom is in Russia right now?
All my family is in Russia.
So how do you guys, like, communicate? You do FaceTime and stuff?
By FaceTime. Situation in Russia is actually really bad with the coronavirus, especially in Moscow. Like, the rules are so strict. I mean, you literally have to, when my dad told me, you literally have to register online on the official government site.
Yeah.
You have to pay for a pass 3 times a week if you want to come out to, like, let's say, do grocery shopping. You have to have a pass. And you have to pay for that pass. Like, something like this, it was in the news. You can only get it 3 times a week. To walk the dog, you have to walk it only around your building. That's it. And if you get caught, you can get arrested, and you can get fined, like, insane amounts.
So not like Florida, where everyone is still out there.
Yeah, even if
it's... rush hour traffic.
I was shocked because where I go to, like... because the beaches are not open to walk.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be open to swim. So I walk on the beach, but there's, like, one... there's 2 bridges to go on South Beach. The second bridge to go from, like, Miami Zen District, there's, like, a little island where the road goes, and there's, like, I mean, it's a private property. I don't know whose is it, mm-hmm. but, like, it just says no trespassing and no parking on the, like, next to the highway. But I see, like, there's, like, a line of cars and there's people on there, so I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna go, and I go in the corner. A lot of times in the morning, there's nobody. Here in Florida, literally, a cop showed up once. Mm-hmm. I didn't even see. And he comes to me, and we were with Anna. He's like, hey, is it your car? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you can stay here, but you just can't park there. He's like, you just can't park? Because he's like, we're not giving tickets right now because people are going to go insane. But we just say that, like, watch out if there's another cops. Like, he might find you. So he's like, just move your car and Uber here.
Interesting.
So he literally just gives tips on how to just chill calmly on the beach.
Oh, my God. It's definitely not like that in New York. In New York,
yeah,
there's...
so calm. He's like, no, because it's so crazy. Like, just don't park here. But you can do whatever you want.
In New York, they're saying if you see people not social distancing, you take a picture of it and you, like, send it in, and they'll take care of those people. Make sure they...
Yeah,
it's not like that. So, when did you officially retire from tennis? This was, like, last year, or...?
So, I stopped. I kind of did not pick up the racket, like, I would say... 2 weeks after Wimbledon. I stopped, like...
2019?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's still pretty new. It's like a year, almost.
Yeah, like, I'd say 8 months I have not held the racket. My rackets are in the storage.
And it feels good, right?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's probably... because I was thinking about it since Paris, since I played French Open, I was already so tired, and I have a lot of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it was to the point where I can't really enjoy it because of my health, and I have to go, like, me, I'm the type of person where I was so tired of traveling, I just wanted to stay home. I never had a chance to stay home and even understand what it is. How is it to live home, and how is it to, like, come home every day more than just, like, 4 days in a row, and then you have to fly to Australia?
Yeah, that's definitely the hardest part, is that you never get to be home. I couldn't live out of my suitcase. Yeah.
I at the end, I knew that, like, how much I love to come back home, but then after 3 days, you have to fly out, and I didn't even unpack my suitcases, it just stayed in my room.
Yeah.
And my dog always looked at me like, human, what the hell? She's like, are you leaving today, or are you not leaving today? I'm like, I'm not leaving today, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, you live out of your suitcase.
And it's just literally, like, I would not unpack it. And every time I used to come home and I see that suitcase, it gave me, like, nightmares. So I was like, I don't want to pack it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the suitcase. I don't even have suitcases in my house. It's all in the storage. I can't even see it.
Yeah, I know. We all have, like, it's like PTSD of having to be on the road all the time. Yeah, it brings anxiety and stress.
Literally, like, let's say till today, like, till right now, I would say, like, a couple of weeks ago, like, Anna was like, hey, do you want to come watch me practice? No. I did not step on court. I did not watch any of my friends practice. Did not even come close to the court.
Yeah.
So literally, like, it would give me that anxiety of, like, I can't. I was like, it give me, like, flashbacks of memories of, like, mm-hmm. suitcases, travels, health issues, back problems, and I would be like, no, I'm going home. I don't want to see it. It brings back the memories. I just couldn't.
Yeah, and people from the outside don't really see that stuff. They see the highlights, you know, when someone's playing on a stadium court in Arthur Ashe Stadium, all the spotlight is there. They don't see the behind the scenes. Yeah.
But they really don't see what's going on behind the scene. They think that all the tennis players are friendly.
Yeah.
They think about all of that, but truthfully, I've seen so many things. Like, I've seen what Bouchard does in the locker room.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen how much of an asshole girls can be, and I'm like, and they're like, oh, you guys, you probably all the girls all together. I'm like, no.
Not even close.
You got this all wrong. No one is talking in the locker room. Everything is quiet.
Yeah, like, no, exactly.
You got it all wrong.
Yeah.
And I quit, and I was like, I wanted to have my friends. I wanted to have my close friends. I wanted to, like, experience something. I wanted to go places. I wanted to go to dinner, not thinking, God damn it, I have to practice at 7 in the morning.
Exactly. There's so many things. And people think, oh, you're going to be, like, traveling the world and stuff, but it's not the same if you're going to be around people who want you to fail.
Exactly.
Not with your friends.
For money, that's like,
yeah, exactly. Not that tennis has that much money anyway, though.
Yeah, but, like, people come to me and be like, oh, you're never going to earn that much money that you could in tennis. You have such a talent. I'm like, they don't understand that it's not. Sometimes it was actually upsetting me, like, especially, like, beginning of last year, that people look at you like a money product.
Yeah.
They really don't look at you and they don't ask you, like, hey, how are you feeling? Like, how are you actually feeling? Not in tennis-wise, not in injuries-wise. Like, are you happy? Are you happy? Like, how is people treating you on the circle, like on WTA? How does sponsors treat you? How does managers treat you? Because managers treat you like shit if you don't win. And it's like, you feel yourself. It's like, I kind of let people down. But the truth is, you don't. Like, you let yourself down. That's how I felt. And people asked me, oh, you're not going to earn that money. I was like, I have my house. I have my dog. I have a job. Like, I'm coming home every day safe. I was like, I'm perfectly good. I was like, I'm great. I have the money. I earn the money from tennis. And I know the difference of, like, I actually, on the French Open, because I was completely alone, and I was with my coach, and I was to that point where I qualified, and after qualifying, there's a prize money of $55,000, which is a lot of money for 3 matches.
Yeah.
And I come to the prize money room, and the lady writes me, like, I said, can you give me this amount in cash and the other, and she's like, oh, so have you planned what you're going to do with it? Like, are you happy? And I'm just sitting there looking at my check, just says 55. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I have this check, this amount of money, and nothing, and no one to even share it with. Because if I share it with someone from tennis, they're going to be like, oh, fuck off. Like, I'm not happy for you, can't you see? So it's like, I'm with that money, but nothing behind my back. It's like my family is like, yeah, you have to play tennis. It's going to build you a future. Like, no, I'm not. Like, I don't want to lose my 20s and my health, because also I had a lot of issues with my back and a lot of risks that I went through and all of the painkillers. I was like, that's not worth it. Oh, hey.
Luna.
Oh, the penguin.
Luna has a penguin in his mouth. Or her.
Penguin. She walks like a penguin.
Oh, she. Oh, so now I want to talk about your modeling career. How are you enjoying it?
It's actually better than I thought it would be, like, because I thought I would have to lose weight. I thought, like, they would tell me, yeah, your athlete body. Mm-hmm. Once I stopped playing tennis, I lost a lot of muscles.
Yeah.
But I stopped having the legs of, like, because I used to always tense to have the quads.
Okay.
And, like, it just happened naturally, but they're, like, especially in Miami, they're, like, now, they're, like, we don't want the skinny girls that are, like, this.
Like, like, all bones, like chicken bones.
It's in New York, and they're, like, yeah. I don't want that. I don't want to get to this level. Like, it's just not healthy.
So New York, the modeling there, they want bone, skin, and bones. That. Oh my gosh! Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want it, and that's just not me. That's for like, yeah. I know what it is. Like, it's just not healthy. Plus, I mean, I like modeling. It's like I always wanted to do it. A lot of people asked me to do it when I was playing tennis, but I just couldn't because the travels.
Yeah.
So obviously, and the only thing that I don't like about modeling, it's like, you don't have in the writing, like, let's say for a year straight up, you have this much shoots, and it's guaranteed. It doesn't work like this. It works like they can book you tomorrow, you can have amazing month, but then the next 3 months, you don't know if it's going to be guaranteed that they're going to book you again.
So less structure. So it's like up this. And down. Okay.
It's up and down. You never know when you're going to go up and when you're going to go down. Or you can stay up, but you never know when it's going to be, like, going to shit show.
Yeah.
So I started doing, I always liked real estate. So I started doing real estate together with my boyfriend. We do it together. Like, we work together. That's actually pretty fun because it's so much easier to do it together. Like, alone, it's tough. But, like, together, it's like, I take care of this, you take care of this, that's it. So it's like, boom, 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 catches like this. So I actually enjoy the real estate quite more than modeling. Modeling, I would say, it's more like just for fun and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, it's something on the side to do. Like,
so real estate is the main focus, I guess?
Right now, yeah, I do real estate. I really like it. Luna! Oh, my God.
That's okay.
Stop it. No. There's two toys right now on the table.
She's so cute.
She's sweet.
Yeah, so real estate is my main priority right now and main focus. Mm-hmm. I do modeling, yes, if I have bookings. But I see that real estate is really, like, it's very prospective for the future. It's like, especially in Miami, real estate is very popular, and everybody wants to buy everything. And especially right now during Corona, like, so many apartments are such a low price, and everyone just wants to grab it.
So right now, people want to buy stuff even during Corona?
Yes, especially the people who have money, because let's say the apartments right now, they drop in prices so much, because, like, people still need to sell it because they need money. But they can't sell it for original price, so they obviously drop the price to the point where they sell it. So you buy it, let's say, for, let's just give an example, for $500, but the original price is like $750.
Oh, wow.
So then the Corona is over, in 6 months, you sell it for $750, you make $250,000. Just like this, if you have money. It's like, but if you don't, you don't do anything.
So going back to the whole modeling thing, I feel like our athletic, or for you, you're not even like bulky and stuff. Like, you have nice tone and stuff. So, like, if New York doesn't like that, then like whatever. But I'm glad that you're appreciated in Florida. What were some of the coolest, you know, things, shoots maybe you've had to do so far in your career?
So the one that I really liked, it was on Key Biscayne. One of my first ones, actually. I was so excited for it. I was preparing for it for like 2 weeks. I was so excited. I was going to the gym every day. I was like, oh my God, I'm so pumped for this. And then the shoot was 6 hours. I thought it was going to be like, oh, like this. The shoot was 6 hours to the point where it got dark on an island. You're getting bitten by mosquitoes so much, but you can't show a reaction because if you get tired, you can see it in the camera. I was surprised how the camera reflects everything.
Picks it up. If you're in a bad mood, picks it up. Everything.
Then it picks it up like this. And they're like, no, your eyes. And you have to fake it.
Oh, my God.
And you just get so after the 6 hours, I was totally bitten by all mosquitoes. And I was sitting in a car, like, exhausted. I couldn't move for the next 2 days. People think, I thought, it's going to be so easy, even though I've done shoots before. But when it's a professional shoot, they don't care.
They don't care.
Suck it up, put the face on, work. Because it's money. Like, every hour they pay the team. Oh, my God. 2 days I was laying down, like, I couldn't. And the bikini shoots are the hardest because you have to stick your ass out. You have to
suck your stomach in.
Suck your stomach and hold it.
Wow. That is so interesting.
The easiest one was when you're with clothes. Because then you can relax a little bit.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go to the gym for 2 weeks.
So yeah, I see you have some late night workouts. What are your gym routines like? Do you try to lay off the weights or do you still do some weights to stay toned?
I don't do weights at all.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
When I do weights, it gets me pumped like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I can't put the weight on my back.
No, exactly.
That's, So my routine is like I really like to run,
mm-hmm.
just jogging, especially like I jog on an island because it has a nice view. Or a lot of times, like, because now it's super hot, so, and the gyms are closed, so I don't do shit. But when the gyms are open, I do the treadmill around 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
At the end, I do a little bit of intervals, depending on how my body feels. Then I have to do workouts for my back, because I still have to keep muscles, because otherwise it's going to hurt. I do a lot of glute workout, like, just glutes. Not squats, but, like, resistant bands, like, hips, because it holds my hips in place. That I have to also do for my health. Some of the resistance bands for my shoulders, but I don't do anything crazy. Like, what I do now, it was my, sometimes the easiest injury prevention workout when I was playing tennis. So it counts, like, I don't even work out for me, because it's like a warm-up, but it keeps my body in place.
My biggest concern is that from the lack of tennis, because I've been injured for, like, a year, I'm worried, like, because I have a lot of muscle in my different parts of my body. Now, if I don't keep working them out with some weights, we'll just like have like skin hanging or like cellulite or something.
I've been through that part of cellulite.
Yeah.
You're not gonna believe me, but I've had it, I would say actually a month ago. I've noticed like on the picture and I've noticed on the mirror, I was like, because I was going through like massaging my leg like this and mm-hmm. I can see it like on my,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
On the actual legs that I haven't even had. And I was like, holy shit. And I panicked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? And I go in the mirror and on the back, I have this cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was so destroyed.
Yeah.
So I then went to the doctor because I was panicking so much. And they said, like, how long have you been not working out? How long have you stopped the sport? So, like, you really have to, like, because I stopped like this.
Yeah, you just cut it off. Yep.
That I am not working out. Because I haven't worked out in, like, 6 months when I stopped. I was like, I'm avoiding gym. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, you have to, if you not have that, you have to stop gradually.
Gradually. Like, that's the key.
You can't just cut. You can cut for, like, a week. But gradually, not weights. You try not to do weights. You try to just jump on the resistance bands. Because that keeps your muscles toned when you go down in the, like, in the size. It just keeps your skin still working.
Yeah.
And, like, cellulite is not fat. It's liquids. It's all the liquids and not the tone that your skin, like, your fat cells get damaged from not moving and not being active.
Gotcha.
But it's not fat that you gain weight. Because, like, I lost weight and I got cellulite.
Yeah.
And then I have gained weight and I removed it because I was just, like, keeping it toned. So my muscle pushed it away, but I was still the same size.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And for that, you have to, like, when you stop, you also have to drink so much water to keep, like, flushing it in so your skin stays toned. It's, like, the entire process.
I feel like as a model, you have to be so aware of everything, the science of your body and why things happen. Do you have to, like, watch your diet, too? Like, can you have, like, a night of a pizza pie or something?
4 days, like, actually today, I've just, like, removed. Because 4 days, I was eating Nutella with crepes only.
Nutella with crepes or yeah. grapes?
Crepe with Nutella nonstop. Yeah. Nonstop. Like this. I couldn't because 2 weeks I was trying to hold my diet. So I was just trying to clean, like, I don't know, because I was getting bloated a lot because I was eating so much shit.
Yeah.
And especially not moving too much. Like, it was just, you can easily blow up. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to do this, like, less sugar diet, and after 5-6 I don't eat anything after 5 or 6. I was just drinking water, so it's like fasting kind of thing.
Yes, that's a really healthy way to live.
Yeah, and then I did that, but then obviously my body can't handle it, so I flipped on 3 days, 4 days, and I was eating nonstop. So today I've been doing the same thing, but regardless what I eat, I stay away from lactose. So I do lactose-free milk or almond milk with coffee, but I don't even eat that much yogurts or anything. I don't, like, I actually caught myself not eating meat too much. Like, I just do fish. Because I stopped cooking it because I just don't feel like it. I'm lazy. And I kind of, like, it's been like this for, like, 3-4 months that just, like, maybe once in 2 weeks I ate a meat or chicken.
Okay, yeah.
And I started feeling, actually, like, I watched, like, a lot of people said, like, your skin is so clean. Like, your skin cleared up. Like, my entire skin, like, I actually started, like, by that, I removed the cellulite. Like, it actually went away.
From clean eating. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like from clean eating. Like, I didn't eat meat too much or chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the lactose really help your skin to get, like, it kind of, like, I don't know, it tightens up. I don't know how. I don't know what it is. But, like, it also doesn't make you bloated after you eat. You're really, like, you eat and you stay the same. Because I tend to get, like this. So I just watch that. But that's, like, the easiest for me. For me, it's the hardest to watch sugar. Because I love sugar. I love candy, chocolate, all
of it. Oh, so do I. It's the best.
Ugh. I can't.
Is there any part of you that misses tennis or whatever, feel like you want it to come back, or you're just very happy with the way things are?
I actually sometimes feel guilty for not missing it at all. Oh, like, since I stopped, I have not missed it on 1 second.
Really?
I've not regretted it, no. Yeah. I was like, this honest here is just like, my God, it feels so good not traveling. I was like, really? So I was like,
yeah. Yeah, you're like, I didn't know that.
I was like, I didn't know that. It's been 9 months.
I feel like people are so surprised. Like, I was doing fitness a few weeks ago with Justin.
Justin Ross.
Yeah, because he's at UVA, and that's where I went to school. And he was saying how much he loves you, and we were talking about, like, how you stopped playing tennis and that you're doing modeling. I feel like so many people are surprised that you stopped, because obviously you were, like, at a high or, like, doing really well still. But it just, there's so much more than, like, the results. It's just, like, the emotions and the process that are just so difficult.
Exactly. Like, Justin, I love Justin. He is, like, I used to love working out with him because he, like, pumps you up and he makes it fun.
He's good. He's tough. Yeah,
he's tough, but at least, like, you're not feeling you're struggling, because, like, some fitness coaches are like, no, you have to go, that's it. Like, yeah. He actually keeps you entertained by talking to you, too.
Yeah.
Like, I can get through anything if someone's talking to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, yeah, ask me. I got so many, like, every time I do questions on Instagram, so many people ask me, why, but you did so well.
Yeah.
It's not the point. So I know a lot of people probably, like, tennis is going a lot of gossip. I've heard gossip about me, why I stopped. It was actually so funny, because they're like, oh, she's got sugar daddy, she doesn't want to work anymore. I'm like, I was like, I wish. I was like, fuck you. Literally, like, oh, she's got a sugar daddy. Oh, she's doing escort right now. Sometimes I read the forum, just for entertainment, to see what people think. Things that I see, it's like, wow. People assume everything, but not the true reason.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, but I'm not really too involved with maybe some of the people you're friends with. How about the tattoos? I don't remember those. Are those new?
No, this one I've done when I just turned 19, so that was a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first one. Then this one I've done after Wimbledon. It's actually since Freedom, when I knew I was done.
Oh my goodness. Interesting. So you have that tattoo, which is freedom from, you know, the hardships.
Yeah,
and
it's like I'm free. I'm out.
Wow.
I've done this after Wimbledon, 2 days after I lost, and I did it like this. I'm done. I'm free.
And then
this is three roses, three opening roses. So this one is opened. This one is in the process of opening, and this has a little leaves that are already open, and this little one is still growing.
What do those mean? Do they have definitions?
I love flowers, and I love roses since I was 4 years old, and I remember that with my grandma. I used to grow up with my grandma a lot, and every time we used to do the same walk in the park, and there was, like, a lady who sold us flowers, and I used to buy myself flowers, and I used to buy myself roses. And I used to buy, like, I don't know, 11 roses or 13 little. There was, like, a mini roses, and they're all, like, half open, half closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was, like, every day I grew up and was buying myself roses. And I brought, like, flowers, and our entire kitchen table was, like, little flowers. And my mom was like, oh, where'd you get it from? My mom, and I was like, I don't know. It was a gift. Because my grandma was like, she bought it to herself.
Do you plan on getting any more tattoos, or you think that's it for now?
I have four, because I have another one on the finger.
What is that?
That's about Luna.
Luna. It says Luna on it? I can't tell.
No, it says it's the date when it's about Luna, her date that I got her, and the Luna L for her initial.
Interesting.
So, I only got four.
Well, so I know that you feel free from tennis, and of course there's a lot of hardships that come with it, but you have to admit that it's made you the badass girl that you are today.
So I would say it prepared me for a hell of a life. Like,
yeah.
Because whenever I got out of tennis, I've seen things that, you know, it's like, actually, I got out of tennis and I got into a completely different world.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know nothing about. It's like you just jumped out and you're like, whoa. It's like you got out of your mom's house and you don't know what to do. So it was like, but then people are like, I spoke with a lot of people and how they're struggling. Like, you got no idea what it is to be tough mentally. I was like, you've got no clue. And I told them what we went through and they're like,
yeah. So there you go. You've built mental toughness that it's taught you so much and it's going to help you in the future, even now in modeling, real estate. So there's also some positives you could take away, of course.
I think I'm like still like post-traumatic like about it.
Yeah.
But I understand that like without tennis, I wouldn't be living here. Without tennis, I wouldn't be that prepared for whatever is coming, because even in business, like people think I'm 20 and people think I'm stupid. So I let them think I'm stupid, and I just go, okay. But I just let them do, like, I just make them do whatever, because they think, like, it's just so easy, because people really don't know that I know so much already.
Mm-hmm.
Through what
you've traveled the world, and people think when you go to tournaments, it's, like, in a luxurious part of the country, but it's really not. You've had...
Especially ITS.
Exactly. It's so true.
Especially someone like
ITF, there you go.
Little 25s in the United States, where I like where's the official hotel? Someone's there on the side of the highway. Like, you just go straight, you will see it. It's the only building there.
Yeah. In a third world country, or I don't know, it's insane. But it makes you appreciate what you have now.
Literally, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's completely true.
So this podcast was interesting because it's not as positive as the other podcasts. I've had other professional tennis players on here that always discuss the happy sides of tennis. And of course, they discuss the things that people don't see on TV. But Sophia really breaks down the life of a pro tennis player. And, you know, while some of it came off negative from both of us, it's just the reality of things. And while... you know, I still love tennis. There's days when you love anything that things get tough and times are trying. So it was really nice to hear her candid opinion. I wish her the best of luck in her real estate business and modeling. This girl has a phenomenal bod. Guys, you gotta Google her, Sophia Zouk. This girl has like a 500 pack. She's got that nice tan. Just all about her. It's great. And it's just impressive. Did you guys know that in 2015, she won the Junior Girls Wimbledon? So she really was a great player. She was ranked as high as 116 on the WTA Tour. And she's only 20 years old, so she had so much time left in her career. But you know what? The sport is not for everyone, and we have to accept that. And realize that if your heart and mind is not 150% in, it's just really rough. But I hope you guys enjoyed this angle of the tennis game. As always, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jules Elbaba, at JulesElbaba. If you like this podcast, please leave a review and subscribe so you get alerts when I post a new podcast. Stay well, everyone, and see you guys next time on Jules on the Hustle.